Now this is
Taliban over, or right, I don't know which, and I think it is Monday the 9th of September 74. Cookie's report on that disastrous trip where he gets Franklin out of the state and his truck breaks down and he got no longer got that $1,300. That Monday the 9th of September 74. Channel 1 over. He's reporting on those calamities, and I think it's Monday, the 9th of September, 74.
Back to New Holland, Pennsylvania.
Them fritters is kind of damp, ain't it?
You say you've been going through showers all the way from Pennsylvania.
I'm telling you what, that's the first time that I have drove from Pennsylvania. I drove from Morgantown, Pennsylvania, to Stark, Florida, and I never saw the Sun Bowl.
It really caught you?
It caught me all the way. Man, it took me 2 days and two nights.
Yeah, you know, here's somebody, you know, it's tiresome after a while, and that, you remember when we were looking around that town?
Yeah,
for that water pump?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't see nothing. We passed that place twice.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, that ain't... I wish the water pumps all went out on me this time.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
I blowed the motor up in it.
You can't believe what could...
You didn't blow the motor up in it.
Yes, I did. Tore the timing chain out of it. And when the timing chain went out, well, I turned over and warped nine valves and busted three pistons.
Well, you didn't fix that on the side of the road.
No, but I had it towed in and got it fixed. Cost me $377.56.
Cookie, you ain't got that all that water $100 bills that you had.
No, I ain't.
We were just saying. He sat right there and he said something was bound to happen.
Yeah.
I make $1,000, it cost me $2,000.
You know, if a fella just had enough sense to
set
where he is, when the time...
Look, if I'd have just had enough sense, if I'd have just woke up,
yeah,
or if you fellas had even knocked me in the head,
yeah,
I'd have been better off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, put that in place.
Well, you know what I kept thinking? Old Debbie really brought you luck when she went over there.
I've got to take her next trip. She's got to go. She's got to go.
Break this.
She got to break this bad streak.
Ooh. They don't talk to me like that.
Oh, Lord, guy, you haven't heard.
You ain't heard half of it yet.
Yeah.
But you better come on in here and sit down before I start talking again. Because I can't even wear my teeth and talk about this because I get strangled.
I don't know how you survive.
Okay, I got my...
Well, sit down and hold on to something.
I got my shirt now.
Now, Cookie, just begin it again.
God got to sit down. He got to sit right down there.
Hold on to something, too.
You better get you another chair to prop your feet on.
Well, that was enough for me. Gray horses didn't steal the show up there again.
Well, if they'd have sold five shows, they still wouldn't have come out.
The
price is too low.
No, the price is all right. I've been all right. But I'm going to start the first now.
Okay.
Okay, I sit right here. I showed you first. $1,300.
Yeah.
Right here.
Right here.
Now, I showed you that, but
yes,
I had more in my pocket.
$100 bill.
All right. I said, it don't do me no good to make it, because something's going to happen.
That's what you said.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay, I left here that evening. I go the next day. I get a telephone call that morning. Frank was in trouble. He said, Daddy, he said, I've got to get out of the state. I said, well, now, Frank, tell me what your problem is so I'll know which way to go. Well, he said, Daddy, I got drunk the other night. Me and Ned. He said, we picked up this girl. He said, we thought we was doing all right. But he said, she made us mad and we threw her out. We kept her purse and spent her money. I said, yeah. I said, all right, what else happened? No, Daddy, that's it. That's all. I said, okay. I said, I'm going to go buy a load of horses today. I said, Bud, you get yourself straight. You get yourself some sleep. You get you something to eat. I said, I just bought a gallon of milk in there. You get yourself straightened up and sobered up because you're not riding in my truck half drunk. I said, you get straight. I'll be back after a while. Well, stayed right there. Didn't go out of the house. He was afraid to. Okay. I come in. I had a load of horses. Good horses. I went to Jack Stokes. I bought three horses from him. A mare and colt. And then a four-year-old Appaloosa gelding.
Uh-oh.
I bought this five-year-old dappled buckskin mare with an eight-month-old blood bay filly. Prettiest thing you ever laid your eyes on. Okay.
Now, you've been cash then.
I paid the Cole Green. I gave him $434 for the three head. Okay, go here at DBRS Ranch at Floor Homes, and I buy five more. Pay him the cash. I mean, $100 bills.
Hmm.
Well, I load them on my trailer. But I kind of salt that colt back. I put her in a little training pen back there. Didn't take her with me. I took seven big horses. But I had $1,402.50 in. I come back in home. I pull up in front of the house. I go get my suitcase, and Frank gets his little satchel with an extra pair of pants or two in it, and so on and so forth.
That was the next day after you were here.
That was the next day after I was here. I had to move.
Oh.
I had to go. And I started up the road. And I stopped in Woodbine, Georgia. Truck stop up there. Well, about halfway between Woodbine and Midway. The truck stop up there, because I hadn't eaten nothing. I mean, nervous and shook up. I just unnerved.
Had too much on your mind.
Yeah, I was overloaded.
Yeah.
Then you had Frank.
And I had Frank. So I pulled in there and I said, now, Frank, you get what you want to eat. I said, just exactly what you want to eat. Well, I went in there and I got scrambled eggs, home fried potatoes, and bacon, and toast, all the coffee I wanted. That would really fill me up. It was really good, I guess, because I was hungry. All right. Frank, he got a order of hotcakes and two eggs and bacon. The kid was starving himself to death. He had drinking and starving himself to death. Well, boy said, Daddy said, that tasted good. He said, I feel better now. I said, okay. And I said, go out there and pull the truck up the gas pump and tell them to fill it up with gas. I said, straighten the tank up where I can fill it up with gas. He said, okay. But he goes out and he pulls the truck up. And the tank vibrates and gets off center where he can't get the gas in. And that boy was so weak that he couldn't pull that gas tank back up there. I went and got the same piece of pipe he had, just ripped over and pulled it back. Well, we go on up the road, got into
you're going up Georgia.
Going up through Georgia. Got on up through Savannah and on up into South Carolina. My coffee wore off and I stopped to get me another cup of coffee at Jerry's truck stop. I said, now, Frank, if there's anything to eat, go ahead and get it. I said, now, I don't eat much when I'm driving. I've got to eat all I want to eat. Now, I said, if you want something, go ahead and get it. I want to drink some coffee. Well, he got the menu, you know. He said, I think I'll eat a hamburger. I said, no. I said, now, Frank, don't you? You eat hamburgers till they run out your ears. I said, get you some food and eat it. You know damn well a hamburger, there ain't nothing to a damn hamburger anymore.
Not me. No, not anymore.
And he's okay. He went right down there. He got liver and onions. Corn, potatoes, and running a full course dinner again about 3 hours later.
He just starved.
He was starved to death. Well, by the time I got him in Pennsylvania, now that was that way about every 3 hours all the way into Pennsylvania. I figured up what it cost me and him to eat up there, and you'll never guess what it cost me.
Well,
it was
plenty, I imagine.
$51. More than my gas cost me to feed him and myself.
That's something.
Well, rolled in the stock pen, I mean the stables up there. And
well, that liver and onions cost you at least $2.
They cost $3.50. Rolled in the stables up there, so much for that evening. Crap all the way up the road. Rolled in the stables. The night man came down. He said, are you Mr. Cook? I said, yes, sir. From Florida? I said, yes, sir. He asked me a piece of paper. He said, here, call that number. He said, it's emergency. And I said, oh, my God, what's happened now? They've been trying to get a hold of me from the day after I left here. They started the next night trying to get a hold of me.
Uh-huh.
At home, they called Laura, they called Uncle Ain't Icy, they called Grandma Todd's sister up in Waterboro, South Carolina, trying to get in contact with me. Here out on the road feeding Frank. I called in up there, and Daddy answered the phone.
Oh, they're trying to get you up to Daddy's.
Yeah. See, Helen and the girls is already up there, see?
Oh, I've lost touch, that's right.
Yeah, see, they had done went ahead of me.
Yes.
See, they had gone when I came in.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, Daddy answered the phone, and I said, Daddy, I'm in Pennsylvania. I said, at New Holland Stables, I said, they give me your phone number and told me to call. It was an emergency. Yes, he said, we got something we think you ought to know about. I said, well, what is it? Well, he said, get braced. He said, Alberta wrecked the Oldsmobile. I said, oh my God, he got hurt.
Yeah.
He said, now just calm down. He said, don't get shook up. He said, nobody got hurt. The car's not hurt too bad, but to knock the corner of a woman's house in.
Isn't that awful?
Went over a 20-foot embankment and lit on the back end, and the corner of the bumper caught the corner of that house and caved it in.
And Alberta was driving.
Alberta was driving. Well, if they'd have just held their britches on and not talked too quick, my insurance would have took care of it. But what did they do? They called that little old stinking town cop from Clendenin out there, and he said, well, who was driving the car? Albert said, I was. He said, well, where's the insurance on it? He said, I'll have to call my brother and find out. Well, I put insurance on it to protect my license for me and Harriet Ann. And that was all. On Frank's account. I could have got it for anybody driving,
mm-hmm.
had it not been for Frank.
Uh-huh.
But he had his license revoked, and he had been caught so many times that it would have absolutely eat me up and cost me $1,000 a year. I couldn't afford it. But I'd have been money ahead if I'd have went ahead to pay it. I got to pay to fix that woman's house, and they give her a rough estimate of $2,000. Physical damage to the house.
Plus, the old.
Plus, fixing the old back up. Cost me $142 to get the car towed from Clendenin up to Dad's. To keep from paying $3 a day storage on it. All right.
They were in Clendenin.
They were in Clendenin.
But Harriet was with them.
Harriet was with them. Harriet drove the car down there, and my sister said, now you can't turn it around here on this hill. Said, you're just not used to it. I'll back it around there and turn it around.
Oh.
Okay. She gets in the Oldsmobile, and you know, and I know, that unless the engines are running, you ain't got no control over it. It's power steering and power brakes.
Sure.
Well, she just pulled it down in neutral and started wheeling it back, and she couldn't cut it. She just lost control and went right back over that heap. No brakes, no steering, no nothing. Okay. Now, to keep them from taking my driver's license and keep my insurance company from knowing about it, I've got to pay that $2,000. I've got to fix that woman's house up. I got to fix the fence up. And I got to do it shortly.
Have you been by to see it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You did say.
Yeah.
God Almighty.
That's what greeted you at New Holland.
Yeah, that's what greeted me, see. After me, I'm telling you, I was in seventh heaven. Getting along good. I got Frank straightened up. He was looking good. He agreed to cut his sideburns and his mustache off. Gonna straighten up and be something. Well, I got him a job.
Good.
I put him to work.
In Pennsylvania?
In Pennsylvania.
And you put him to work up there?
That's right.
Well, that'd be worth all that misery if you get him to stay up there, couldn't
you? Well, he got to stay out of Florida. There's no doubt about it. He can't come back to Florida.
On account of that girl?
On account of that girl.
Well, you get a hold of that girl and be sure.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna find her and I'm going to hug her neck.
She don't know just what a blessing she is.
That's right. She don't know what she done for her for Frank's old daddy.
You can put a fresh gallon of milk in there and when you go back, it'll still be there.
That's right. I can afford to give her $50 if the boy spent. Rather than have him come back down here and agitate me. All right, now that ain't all of it yet. I pulled into the barn, I unloaded my horses, and I got everything all set up, and I got sold out. Made some money. I started back home, and I got 20 miles away from the barn and blowed my truck up.
20 miles away
from the barn and blowed my truck up.
My goodness.
Throwed the timing chain off. Busted the timing gear. Wore 9 valves and busted 3 pistons.
That wasn't fast driving or anything
no.
like that.
At least you didn't have a load of horses.
That's right.
Weren't you lucky there?
I was blessed there.
Lord.
All right. That was on Labor Day, Monday.
Things were closed.
Everything was closed.
Yeah.
Called a wrecker. Finally got a hold of one. That's where my two-way radio paid off.
Yeah.
I got him on a two-way radio.
Yeah.
Told him where I was at. He said, I'll be there as quick as I can get there. I'm covered up. About 4 hours later, here he comes. Well, he hooked on to me, took me into the shop. And I said, I ain't gonna touch that thing tonight. He said, I'll work on it tomorrow. I said, okay. Well, that one got me a motel room. And they almost had to take me to the hospital because I almost passed out when they told me how much a motel cost me. $15.08.
No.
And I had to sleep on the floor.
Had to sleep on the floor?
Because I couldn't sleep on the bed. It was so naughty.
Out in Pennsylvania.
I had plush carpet about that thick.
And a naughty bed.
Knots in the bed as big as that thing right there.
What did I do?
I just took my pillow, my blanket, I rolled right out there on the floor. Lay down there and slept like a baby. Got up feeling good the next morning.
And paid off the money.
Paid off back. That's right. Well, got down there the next morning, walked about a mile and a half. Took me about, well, I got down there at 11 o'clock. Didn't have no transportation, no way getting in there.
Imagine him on foot.
Didn't even have a horse to ride.
No horse to ride.
Because they was all down to shop in the trailer.
That's right.
I had 4, and they were good horses, and they had them in the trailer. All right. And I got down there, and they hadn't even touched my truck. Well, this old fella, I told him, I said, say, I said, you're covered up here. You're pretty busy. I said, how about this boy of mine fixing this truck? He said, can he pull wrenches? I said, yeah, he's been pulling wrenches all his life. He said, I don't care. He said, help yourself to the tools there, bud. He said, just tear it up. He said, when you get it tore up, tell me what kind of parts you need and I'll go get them. All right. Frank tore it up. Told him, he said, I need 9 valves and timing gear and chain. He didn't check the piston, see. Okay. Put it back together and was missing. The old man said, I said, that'll be all right. He said, that'll run right out of it. He said, put them new valves in there. He said, they get seated in. He said, it'll run right out of it. Okay. Well, that was on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay. I pulled out Wednesday night. I got into Landover, Maryland, and that thing flew all to pieces again. Them 3 pistons that was busted, they finished up in Landover, Maryland. Well, the old man up there charged me $157. Tow bill and for the timing gear and the chain, and charged me $8 for the use of the tools, which I didn't kick on at all. All right. Told Frank, he said, bud, he said, how'd you like to have a job here? Frank said, well, that's what I come for, 100 jobs. Well, he said, I'll give you $140 a week for 5 days and pay your room rent. Frank said, okay, when you want me to go to work? He said, you're working now.
So that's where you left Frank?
That's where I left him. I bought him his breakfast that morning. I brought him his dinner that day. I left him with a full stomach. God only knows how he made out the rest of the time. But I come back into Landover, Maryland. Cost me $220 to get them 350 put in there.
Just because they didn't see them up there.
Just because they didn't check them up there. That was $377.56. That my truck cost me.
Another day.
Another day.
Well, that sort of ate into a little of your profit.
That took my profit right there. Just about all. All right. Came back in. Home. Got in there yesterday morning.
But you came by your daddy's.
I came by daddy's. Just looked things over and ate my dinner. And stayed a little while. And the longer I stayed, the sicker I got. I told Mama, Mama, I just can't stay up here now. I've just got to go. I'm all tore up. I'm shook up. Ain't nothing I can do right now. I've got to get these horses on in, turn them over, and get my money out of them. So I just went to the house and drank a cup of coffee and washed my hands and face and combed my hair and said, well, I'll see you in 2 or 3 weeks. Got my truck and drove off. And you know, I didn't lay down to go to sleep until I got home.
800 and 50 miles.
I didn't lay down to go to sleep.
Not even in your truck.
I was just so nervous, so worried. And you know what? I drove into my house. So worried. Didn't even have a cigar in my pocket.
Cookie, that was some worry.
I didn't have a cigar in my pocket.
You got a matches?
No, I've got matches. But I didn't have a cigar in my pocket.
And your brother brought Helen and them home.
My brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law.
Junior. Junior and Alberta, the ones that wrecked the car, brought them home.
Yeah.
And that ain't half of it. He charged me $85 to bring them home.
Cookie?
He did. They tear the car up. They mess him up on the vacation. She got to see her dad 3 hours. Visit her dad 3 hours in 2 weeks. And then charge me $85 for bringing him home. When I can take a load of horses around and go to Pennsylvania and come back during there on that month.
Well, that explains a few things.
It sure does. What in the world are they doing to getting Helen? You got another car over there.
No.
Your truck. That other truck.
It's broke down. Transmission's out of it.
Oh, cookie.
I've got to go get a car tomorrow. I've got to buy an automobile tomorrow. For her dad to drive. One's got an automatic transmission in.
But you sat there with that roll of money in your hand, you stuck it in your pocket, and you said, anytime this happens to me, you can be sure that something's going to happen bad pretty soon.
And it happened the next day. Make $1,000 and it cost me $2.
Well?
In the past, let me tell you something, in the past 4 weeks, there has been a little better than $7,000 cash money went through my hands.
$7,000?
Mm-hmm.
In 2 weeks?
Yeah. I could have made some kind of money. I could have made some kind of money. Had it not been for all this, Let me tell you, folks, I wouldn't have made another trip up the road.
Because the horse sales weren't all that bad. They weren't too good, but they weren't all that bad.
They weren't all that bad, no.
They're not that bad.
I made money on everything I took up there. I made money on everything I took up there.
Now, let's see, Cookie. This is August.
Yeah.
When was you and Debbie, that Saturday, when did you all go up there?
17th.
God, that far back?
I guess that was.
17th of August.
Okay. And then you took them up there to the sale on this day,
on 19th, that's right.
And then you were over here. What night was you all over here talking?
You were over here Friday or Thursday?
Well,
I sold them out and I didn't get back in until way up this weekend.
Yeah, it was close to the weekend.
All
right, then I was over
another
here.
Another week.
Yeah. Then I came over here on either Tuesday or Wednesday. Forget which it was.
Yeah.
I think it was Wednesday night I was here. Okay, I loaded up on Thursday. Bought them on Thursday. Loaded them up Thursday evening. Run Thursday night, Friday, and Friday night, and got in there Saturday at noon. That's right. And right here, see, Helen and them left here on Sunday the 25th. Yeah. And on the 29th is when they wrecked the car.
Now, let me see. Now, when did you get back up there? Now, let me see. Was this the sale?
Yeah. Yeah, that's second.
This was your last sale.
Last sale.
And then the next day, you broke down.
No, I broke down this day. I broke down the same day.
When you left.
Right.
Then you weren't down here and broke down again the next day.
No, I went down. They fixed it today. Fixed it on the
3rd. See, and broke down this
I
day.
Left the 4th up there and broke down the night of the 4th.
But it was Saturday when you walked in there that they give you that message.
Right.
Well, you've had it solid, haven't you? And you just, when died, like, what is today?
Today is the 9th.
Nice. I called you this morning.
Right.
And you hadn't been in long.
No, I got in Saturday night, about 2:30 in the morning. About 2:30 Sunday morning, rather.
Well, now, Helen's over here one day. Let's see. That was on the 3rd, Tuesday the 3rd. That was the day Phil went back to school.
Yeah.
We were going over there on Labor Day, but we didn't make it.
Yeah.
So we just had a little session here. Now, she...
Cookie said she was just too sick. She couldn't...
It just killed them. They had too good luck on the car with the car going up. It didn't cause them 1 minute trouble. It used 2 quarts of oil up there. And they got real good gas mileage, around $28 is all it cost them up there for gas. That's all. And then all that to happen to it, just so sudden like that.
Oh.
Just like that.
They just couldn't face it.
No. Well, who could?
It was just too much for them to face.
Who could,
Cookie?
Well, let me tell you, Cookie.
Well, lucky they didn't get hurt.
You haven't got anything to fix the house with.
No, I'm broke. I got to dig up the money. I got to make the money. I got to make it somewhere.
How far is that house from your daddy?
18 miles.
Then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Way over there.
But see, I can't go in and fix it. She's going to have to get her carpenter to come in and fix it, and I'm going to have to pay him. Her carpenter and bricklayer. Or a brick veneer.
Gosh, I don't see how it did that much damage.
And you got to, but you got to be around.
I got to be there to pay the bill. I'm gonna leave here the 21st. We got to sail the 21st. I'm gonna get me a load of horses. I don't know how. I'm gonna buy me a load of horses. 21st. I'm gonna be up there for the 23rd sail.
In New Holland.
Oh, that's Jacksonville. That's Jacksonville. Yeah. I'm going to be back to Mama's either the night of the 24th or the morning of the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have the money. I'm going to pay them off. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. Don't tell me how. Don't ask me how. I don't know.
Could
I can't borrow no money. I ain't got no job. I ain't got no clutter.
No.
I can't borrow no money.
Well, you'll make it on sometime.
I may have to sell my pride, but I'm gonna make it.
Sure will.
I may have to sell my pride, but I'll make it.
You still got those little two?
Yes, I have. I may have to sell them, but I'll make it.
Well, they sold your collateral.
Yeah, but I can get what they're worth. If I put them on the market, mm-hmm. I'll have to take market price.
What you ought to be doing is be up there and helping your dad.
No, things change, guy. Things change. No.
Over here.
No, I don't want to be up there. Things change for the worse.
Oh, it's too bad,
Sissy. I'm going to stay where I'm at. I thought about selling and going and buying the home place. But the minute it was mentioned, all the rest of them were going to buy it. I said, okay, help yourself. Just help yourself. Goodbye, I'm going to Florida. I was going to give Dad $30,000 for it. And I would have. I wouldn't give him 20 now. Because I know what he's going to do.
What's he going to do?
He's going to divide it up 10 ways.
And not move?
Yeah, he's going to move. He's going to divide the price of the farm up 10 ways. And give each child his their tenth. I don't want it that way.
It won't do anybody any good, is that right?
It won't do nobody no good. It wouldn't pay me out of hock right now.
Oh no.
And what good would it do then? After they worked there 54 years. What good would their lifetime earnings do then? Now the rest of them's been stubborn up until now. They got one that's really gonna be stubborn. But I'm not gonna say yes. I'm gonna say, look, you first sell that property, you put the money in the bank, and you all live the rest of your life. Don't just exist. Live.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's theirs.
It's their money.
It's their money.
Yeah.
They ain't
spend it.
They ain't none of it belongs to me. But none of the rest of them.
The rest of them don't need it.
No. They got more than Mom and Dad has.
More than they ever had.
That's right.
That's right. Well, now, I tell you, Cookie, I hadn't thought of anything since I got back down here, but getting back up there a few days. I learned more from your dad in 3 days than I did from you in 3 years. I'm telling you, I never saw anything like that.
I tell you what. I don't know when I'm going to be going back to first state in length of time. I don't know when I'm going to be foot loose long enough to go back up first state in length of time. With all this I've got facing me.
Yeah.
Because I have got to stay on the, I've got to stay out there plugging after it. I've got to keep digging. I can't quit. And that ain't the half of it. I go looking for my tools that Frank had. I find them in a pawn shop over in Gainesville, where he had pawned every one of them.
Isn't that awful, guy? That's Cookie's treasure.
He stole them and pawned them. Hey, you didn't get the price of the toolbox out of the whole outfit.
That's a sad thing.
If he'd got enough money out of it, it wouldn't have been so bad. But $175 when I give 2 1/4 for the box. Make the toolbox to take me and you both to pick up.
I know.
Oh, really? Just a box?
Just a box.
Now, you have to pay $175 to get him back.
Yeah, and I ain't got it to spare. I just ain't got it. I just absolutely ain't got the money. I've made some money. Been over $7,000 through my hands in the last 2-3 weeks. I've made some money, but it ain't done me no good. Not a nickel's worth of good. Before I left you, I paid the phone bill, the light bill, and got all the bills up to date. While Helen was up the country, thinking I was being of a benefit. I got all the bills caught up, paid them off. When they come back, they didn't have a bill one facing me, not one. Because I went out, I made it and paid it out of my pocket. That was 1 month that Helen didn't have to pay no bills out of her check.
Yeah.
Because I made the money and I paid it. Money don't do me no good to make any money.
That's what you said.
Now I've got a hard 3 weeks' work. Making that $2,000. It's a hard 3 weeks' work. I got to move some horses.
Well, you always do it when you have to, Cookie.
Yeah, but it's so hard on me. Lord, it takes me 2 months to get well.
Let me tell you, Cookie, I've been doing that same thing. I can do it when I have to. But you know, I got to the point now where I'm just tired of that have to business. I just go out doing it. Everything I do is laborious. Everything. Nothing is easy to do. It's all hard to do, and then you never quite finish it. It just hangs on. Now, that's the sort of thing I do.
Well, it's like when Debbie went up there with me, and I bought that good load of horses, took them up there, and made a killing on them.
That was really something.
That was the easiest. I mean, that everything just worked like that. Think making $500 off one horse.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Hell, that's getting it on both ends, Cookie. Getting it in Pennsylvania and West Virginia at the same time.
That's right.
And then down here in Florida too.
I mean, they got my number anywhere I go now.
Yeah, you've got all Frank's business on you down here.
I ain't worrying about nothing on my tubes. That's all I'm worrying about. As far as his fines and his women that are running after him, I mean, I don't even cross my mind.
Well, I know, but that's all that tool business and that getting into trouble and all.
Well, he's out. If he
can just stay out of your way now for a while.
If he'll just stay out of my reach.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. Of course, don't tell nobody.
No.
I promised him that I wouldn't let it happen.
No, of course not.
He's in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. That's 26 miles from any place I go in Pennsylvania. Going back around. As well as I like that food up there in that one restaurant, I'm not going back around. I'll buy me a pound of cheese and a box of soda crackers.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Debbie brought that. You don't know how impressed she was when she saw all that going on that Saturday night. That Saturday when she went over there, she'd never seen anything like that. You see, all they do, Cookie, that's what I used to tell you. They don't get out and see things, they hang around here. And what are you going to see around here? You see, you can hang around here and talk a little, but you can't see anything.
Lord, you're a good friend of mine. Lord,
she hasn't worked this up yet. But she did a nice thing on the trip over there and coming back to the restaurant there where you figured out get your book straight.
Oh, she was really excited about it.
And over there, back to the house, when the children come out to see what plunder you had, she did well on that. It's nice.
Well, you see, I sat down there and I stated them figures. Set them down on that piece of paper. And I underestimated every horse I had on her.
Yeah. Well, and then after you got back and she heard what your account of what went on over at sale, it just pulled the legs out from under that what she'd already done. You see, it was just a pretty little piece of work. And that's all it was after that, you see, because you put in so much information that she's got it now. Well, now here's the thing that happened to Debbie. Just as soon as she gets that, her folks go off on a 2 weeks vacation. And when they go off, she has to keep the house downtown. And she has to taxi her sister. Her sister don't drive. And she has to go to the grocery store and take all them lists and things like that. So she's not working. She's from Bowmanville. I tell you, thanks. I was tempted to get into it myself a little bit. See. Then I thought I'd better save up for this trip. Now let me tell you something. Whenever you go up there, I don't know what you're going to do and how you're going to, what your arrangements are, but I got to be up there a couple of days or so with you, with my equipment, so I can get a hold of some of that material. It's too goddamn good to go to waste. Now, here's the thing. He moved down there. He'd be down in here and all like that. But the thing of it is, it'll all change. Once he gets away from there, it'll all change. You got to have Imogene, and be nice if you had an old hog. He still got that little hog.
Yeah, but he killed the asthma.
Yeah. And he still got some chickens.
Oh, yeah.
And he still got that colt, he calls it.
Yeah.
Well, as long as he got something that hold him, and you see, we'll...
Well, what I'm going to do...
And see, I can't do it without you. I mean, you see, I'm an outsider. I'm not at home there except when I'm with you. Now, you know, just a couple of days, that's all. Just a little of it. But is he just too rich?
Why, hell, if he didn't talk about nothing but that old school bus. Let me tell you something. I wouldn't take anything in the world for that. I can't tell it. I can give the substance of it, but it ain't interesting. The time he went over there, he had to unhitch his horses and go over there, you see, to that neighbor of his that had that horse that would sling a shoe. That's one of them horses. I was told. And see what that does? That does the same thing that you do, you see. That's the time, you see, when they got to talking. And he says in public there, he says, now if you gentlemen just want to really trade horses, you'll have to trade with Mr. Burl Cook. In other words, you see, he was thrown off on Burl as a horse trader.
Yeah.
You see? And you see, that made your mama flinch.
Yeah.
And then like that night when we were sitting there, you know, and we were talking, as soon as he went in the house there, you remember that?
Yeah.
He scooted down towards that end of the van where I was, and he says, if it hadn't been for her, he says, I might have been doing some of this too. Now, you've been telling, you see, some of the trades that you've been making her, couldn't they?
Well, let me tell you, I got in with a fella now, a guy that wants to back me.
Now that's, you know, one man can't do it, could
he? He wants to buy down here and new truck up the country and sell out up the trade out.
One man simply can't do it. It's just too much on him.
You see, it's like this. I go out here and I buy a load of horses. I'll give out.
Yeah.
Done give out. I'm done give out.
Yeah.
All right.
And then you got 1,250 miles.
That's right. I got to run up there. All the time there, I get up there, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I ain't got a damn lick of sense.
Yeah. Paddle.
But I don't care what happens, see.
Yeah.
Okay. He wants to do this.
Turn the light on, babe, if you want to be in there.
He wants to do this. He wants to gather these horses up around here. Get them one spot. All right, me come in, load them up. Take them up the country.
Let me tell you, you're going to have a little heavier equipment for that run.
No, I'm going to tell you what I got to do.
You cut on your load.
I got to quit loading so damn heavy.
I don't think you'll do that.
Yes, I will.
It'll do it for a while, and then everything will blow up.
My truck is heavy enough. My truck's heavy enough, guys.
Yeah.
Because if I get any heavier, I'm going to get ICC on my back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I can trade trucks every year and come out ahead of ICC.
Yeah.
Because if ICC gets on me, I got to buy a permit to cross every state.
Yeah.
Each individual state.
That's going to run up the overhead to where you can't operate.
That's right. But he wants me to take these horses, pick them up at his place. No investment. Only my equipment. No investment at all. Take them up to Pennsylvania. Move them out. Pick up what I can worth the money. And come back. And split the profit in the middle. And I get to pick my horses. If he goes and buys one, I don't think he'll go up there. Leave it, forget it.
You don't have to worry with it.
I don't have to take it.
Now that's not
That's not the fellow that you've been working with.
Uh-huh. This is a new fellow completely.
But what's wrong with this this fellow? He just wants to pay you for hauling him.
That's right. I don't want it that way.
And your margin's not enough to
justify me in making the trip. But I don't care. Jerry told me today, he said, if you blow up the motor, I'll pay half of it. If you blow up a tire, I'll pay half of it.
Yeah, just let it come out of the profits.
That's right. He said, if we lose money, I'll lose right along with you. And you lose right along with me. He said, we'll scratch each other's back.
And you just got the receipts for them horses up there to keep. That's all the books you need to take.
Mm-hmm. Keep my expenses up there. And he said, there's one thing about it. If you run for me, he said, when you get there, he said, you ain't gonna sleep in that truck seat. He said, you damn sure better bring me back a motel bill. Well, you slept one night in the motel.
Sounds like a good
job. He said, you can't do it like that and hold up. He said, you've got to go to bed, you've got to rest. He said, this ain't going to a truck stop and shaving and tidying up. He said, you feel good for a little bit. I'll agree. He said, it don't last. He said, you've got to go to a motel or someplace and take a good shower, shave, go to bed, rest. Then he said, you'll feel like coming back to Florida.
Yeah.
So he got a point.
Yeah.
But I'll pay you hard. There ain't nobody can sleep any better than a tough seat now.
Yeah. Well, I tell you.
Ronnie and Laura is leaving Florida. They're going to North Carolina.
Up in his country.
Yeah.
She's giving up her job.
They asked me what I thought about it. I said, don't ask me. I said, you're both 21 years old. Make up your own mind.
I think they're right. They got too much of that. They got too many connections around here.
Not too much. I don't care what you do.
Yeah, you go up there and clear the deck.
I told him, I said, just take off.
And so they think they're going to leave.
Yeah.
Well, it might save the marriage. Might get along better.
Well, goodness knows it can't make it no worse. See, he just came back yesterday. Been gone for 4 weeks again. Just came back yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, sir, you've got 2 weeks ahead of you, Mr. Cookie, before that sale, Jacksonville sale.
Yes, sir, and I got some hard work. I don't know how I'm going to make out. Lord, I don't know. I just don't know.
And you're not going to make any more trips before then?
I can't. In first place, I ain't going to have the money to buy the horse. In the second place, I've got to take care of that obligation up there, or they're going to get my driver's license. And if they get my driver's license, I'm paralyzed. Because you see, when Frank wrecked my truck 2 years ago, tore it up, I paid that $18,000 to keep from losing. I've held on to them this far, and if I can make out till the first of next July, I'll be all right.
Why July?
Because 3 years will be up then. I was under 3 years probation. That's why when he stole my Cadillac and wrecked it, I signed an affidavit that he stole it. To keep from paying that $875.
Mm-hmm.
Because he done it, he stole it, he wrecked it, it was all him, and he was drunk. Had he been sober, I may have not done that. But he was drunk, he lost his driver's license, and it was the best thing ever happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when this little girl got out there, and got him and Ned throwing her out of the car and taking the pocketbook that she got on him, run him out of the state of Florida, I'm going to hug her neck.
Cookie, that's just so much, it's sort of bewildering, ain't it?
I tell you what, it's just...
Even just me sitting over here in the kitchen, dry.
I'm just about, I tell you what, I'm just about to flip over. I just took about all I can take.
Well, Cookie, it's not just one time that this happens to you. It's just over and over and over.
And over and over. There's no end to it. There's no end to it.
Now, Frank is involved in this, but it's not only Frank. It's what happened up yonder.
That's right.
They could just not say anything.
They just keep their damn mouth shut. That's it.
Yeah.
Heard Hank.
They don't have to say. They don't have to. That fella come out there. They don't have to tell him one thing.
That's right. But they just talk too quick. Now who pays for it? I do.
Hold the bag.
I hold the bag for it all. The whole thing. Everything. There ain't but one place that I know of that I can come that I don't have to hold a bag. One place. I can come right here and sit down and just drink all the damn coffee I want to and I don't have to hold a bag.
Well, Cookie, you sure are welcome to all the damn coffee you can drink. You want another cup?
Yeah, I want another cup. I tell you what, I'm just, ain't no use me go to bed tonight.
No.
I'm just uptight. Ain't no rest.
Ain't no use going to bed tonight. Not with all that.
Ooh. I got to go back home, but I hate to. Lord, I hate to.
Well, I know Harriet Ann and Helen felt just about as bad as they could.
It broke their heart.
It just broke their heart. Well, you know, I just feel real sad, too, because Harriet I was
Ann,
so proud of that old.
She just cherished that thing. Oh, she was just so proud of it. And she would go out there, and she washed it, she cleaned it all up, and cleaned the inside out. It was just sparkling.
Mm-hmm.
Before they left to go up there, Helen said she just went out and cleaned it all up again. And she said them seats and everything was just sparkling.
Mm-hmm.
No,
well, you said the car itself could be fixed.
All I got to do is take a transmission. Well, actually, the back housing. I can put a back housing on it and a gas tank and straighten the cross member and drive it home.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's in a hell of a shape. See?
Mm-hmm.
I want to just leave them thinking.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law thinks it's just total.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to show him how damn big a fool he is when I get there.
How you gonna get up there and drive it back?
I don't know. I ain't got to that yet. That's another step.
Well, I'll have to drive you up there.
I have to take my truck in order to take my damn transmission and my tools and my equipment. Can't haul it all in the trunk of your car.
Well, I can go with you in the truck and drive the old back.
Well.
But I sure can't drive a truck back.
Why?
I ain't man enough. Them roads up there.
Nobody but Cookie could drive those roads.
There's too many things to listen to. You see, I've listened to machinery, and I know when I'm listening and hearing things, and when I'm not. Why, hell, it'd take me a solid year to get used to that. You see, my ear, I don't have a ear for the road. I don't even hear the wheels anymore. You see, I've been away from the road some. And hell, Cookie listened to that thing, and he knows what's going on, see? It's just, and he couldn't explain it to anybody. It just said it's boom. That's a rig. That's a nice rig. I don't care who said talking about that.
Lord, just think. 2 weeks ago, I was thinking about getting a bigger one and better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger and better. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Bigger and better.
You never know. Yeah.
But now I'll tell you what I'm going to do. In the morning, I'm going to go buy me a car. Don't know what time, and I don't know where. I don't know how. I'm going to buy a car tomorrow. And I'm going to hook on my trailer. I'm going to come down to Evanston. I've got some work to do on it. And there is no way, but no way, for me to work on my equipment at home. I don't get started until
somebody comes to see.
Somebody comes or somebody calls,
yeah.
And all I get done is run back and forth.
Yeah.
And God, there is no way I can do it.
Yeah. Are you
going to
get
your
tools in the morning?
No, I can't get my tools in the morning. I don't have the money.
You got to have the money.
I gotta have the money, and I ain't got it. And that ain't half of it.
Well, how you gonna work on your car?
I got a few extras. You see, guy, when I left there and go out, I took enough tools with me to do just about anything that had to break down.
And put it behind your seat.
Right. Well, I've got them.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to have a wrench for every nut.
No,
You make do. You can.
And I'm gonna bring my, I'm gonna set my welding machine in that thing. I'm gonna set my cutting torch in it. I'm going to fix it up. I've got some work to do on it. I've got to patch it up and keep it up. You've got to keep things up.
Yeah.
As they go down.
Yeah.
Because the first thing you know, they're going to go down and you're going to stay down for a while.
Yeah.
You've got to keep them up.
You sure have.
And since I'm not going back until after the 21st, jockeying around here, there's no use for a man to go out horse trading early in the morning.
Oh.
That's not the time.
No. I mean, hit the road about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the evening when people get off from work.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then you can do something. Because you know yourself that if I had to come up here and knock on your door and want to trade horses with you at 8 o'clock in the morning, you'd tell me to go to hell right quick, wouldn't you?
Well, that's right. You're trying to get ready for the day yourself.
That's right. And then after everybody makes their day, they come in, they relax. Well, you can approach them in a way that you give out and need to talk and want to trade. First thing you know, you're gonna skin them out of their teeth and gone. You're lucky.
Yeah. Well, are you going to do this with that fella?
I'm gonna try till I get straightened back out.
Well, now,
there ain't no way for me to quit. There's no way for me to quit. I just can't do it. I wouldn't last 30 days if I quit, guy.
No.
I wouldn't last 30 days. I'd be done under.
You know, I find it sort of depressing. A lot of times, when I'm not doing anything.
Oh, I get so depressed, I just can't stand it.
I get to looking around and see people, and I think, God Almighty, look at these birds. I'm going to be like that myself pretty soon. But you can't go around thinking, acting like that, you know, thinking like that.
Well, it's just, comes to one, just one thing right here. I can come in home. There's so many things that need to be done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't get them all done. I don't have the money to start on half of them for the first thing. I don't have the money. The next thing, I'm not physically able to go out there and do the heavy work. All right. The next thing you know, I'm sitting down over in the corner feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah.
That's right, Tissy. You start thinking about all that.
All right. I'm out here on the road with a load of horses. I can sit there propped up in that seat and drive that summer gun for 200 miles and never stop if I can. Can't have got a mile.
And I think about it.
You're looking at the road out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about that load back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there's so many things to think of.
And you get to see different things. I don't care. You can go up the road every day for one solid year and you'll see something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The same road.
Oh, you got something to look at.
Every day,
yeah.
You'll see something different. All right, you go up here at this truck stop. You pull in there and get a cup of coffee. You'll see a different truck driver in there. Hey, buddy, you got some nice horses out there. Yes, sir, I'd like to tell you one today. You think you'd be interested in one? Well, he said, what kind have you got? Well, you go tell him what kind you got. You go show him one. Jump on off of the trailer and get on his back and ride him around there over the lot. It's surprising how people will react to a thing like that.
Yeah, I imagine. I'd like to see that.
Okay, you going up here to this next truck stop? You go in there, everybody's sour. You drink a cup of coffee, look around a little while and get you something warm. You going up to the next one, maybe there'll be a woman and her family come out. Well, boy, you got some nice horses. Where did you get them? What did they do? Where you going to take them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just fascinating, and I love it. I get along better. And it surprises you the free coffee that I get from down them horses.
Yeah.
Truck driver go in and buy you a cup of coffee. I've had women to go in and buy me coffee just for letting them look at my horses.
Yeah.
Sure have.
Uh-huh.
Just,
you got a truckload of horses, you can take
him
most anyway.
I may never get to do it, but I want to do one thing one time. I want to be ahead enough so I can go get me a load of horses and trade my way to California.
Yeah.
And
that'd be
dumb. I can do it. I can trade my way to California.
Sure you can.
But you know, when we was up home, did you know right at that time there was about a 30-day span there that it was dead everywhere?
Everywhere?
Everywhere. About a 30-day span there, it was dead everywhere. Nobody could move nothing.
Yeah.
And at the moment, at the time, you thought it was right up there.
Yeah. But it was all over. It was everywhere.
Then we got on to North Carolina there.
Yeah.
Nothing moving on there.
There wasn't nothing moving. There wasn't even no air. Lots of places, was there?
That's right.
I guess the little man's all right. I haven't saw him in 2 or 3 weeks.
We've been feeding him, and the water's fine. He looks good.
I tell you, little feed just for him. Every time he sees he's coming out, you see him after you feed him once, right? He thinks you coming out there to see him. Now, I went down there tonight, and he just about come over the fence there.
Yeah?
I wouldn't say he's glad to see me, but he was telling me a few things.
He's telling me a few things.
Yes. I had that stuff. I was taking it down to Miss Daisy's.
He thought that was some seed.
Yeah. Cookie can get some of the seed and drop it in his bucket there. Let me put it in his bucket for him when he goes by.
Yeah.
I'll have to bring some feed in.
We just shared.
How's the little thing?
Still is the prettiest thing. She's got the most personality, Cookie, of anything. She's the closest to Missy that we've ever had out here.
Sure enough.
Yes, she is. She got personality.
Well.
And she's beautiful. She's about outgrown her little halter.
I tell you what, it's like I told you when I brought her in here. What did I tell you when I brought her in here?
You told us that she's going to be black. Dark. She had Morgan, and you told us she was a good one. Her sire was a Morgan.
I told you that was the best prospect for a horse that I saw in many days.
Yeah, you said that.
I'll tell you, I don't know it all, but I do know a horse when I see one.
Well, that really is something. I don't know anything about her background, but she's got some good blood in her somewhere.
Her mama tells me it's a good animal.
Yeah.
Her
good.
Mama has got plenty of sense. And she's not dead with old age. She's gentle.
That filly's got a tail just like a coon. It's the cutest thing you ever saw. It's striped.
A striped tail.
Yeah.
And she's got that white stocking, and she's shed all of her baby hair, you know, and
she's trim.
She really is, and she can run, and you can watch her run, and then you can watch her put on more speed.
Yeah.
And she looks like a racer. She's beautiful. Hound looks just beautiful. Now, you said she was around 3 months old when you brought her over.
Right.
You brought her the 4th of July.
She's about ready to wean.
Yeah, next month.
I imagine her mama's been kicking her off a little bit now, isn't she? Or have you noticed?
I haven't noticed, but I know one thing. I know that they stay apart a good bit.
Yeah. I imagine her mama's pushing her away quite a bit.
But. Well, the girls have come out and work with the horses. They
got her, so she won't nibble.
And
those two girls in the
face. Yeah.
And she'll just walk with a lead rope just like she was born to do it. Guy had her out the other day, and she was even like she was on a lunge line. She was just walking round and round and round him on this rope. I never saw one that young.
Well, she just got a head full of sense.
She's got a lot of personality.
Well,
and
you know, if you're going to work with a horse, you ought to pick out one that's got a little sense, haven't you?
That's right.
And not have to wear yourself out.
Like I told you, by the time she gets old enough to ride, she'll be broke to ride. She won't have to be broke.
No, no. Just get on and away you go.
Just get on and go on.
I believe she's going to be a little larger than her mama.
I imagine she will. She
might not. She looks
good.
She might be.
But I tell you one thing. She's a good prospect for anybody. She ain't got no papers on her. Ain't nothing like that. let me tell you, them papers don't always count.
Well, Barbara Long, remember Barbara?
All right.
He paid $2,400 for a gray horse.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah. She just threw that at me.
Well?
And the horse was just green broke, too.
Look at that dapple gray. I took the thing to bring. Get $200 and sold him for $7.
And
it's worth it. That's right. And I'll tell you what I did. I bought two grays up there and brought them back.
Oh.
What are you going to do with them?
I done it. I done sold them.
You done it?
Yeah. I got in yesterday and sold them today.
Well, that's working pretty fast, isn't it?
That's right.
You have to.
I bought a half quarter and half thoroughbred filly, 2 years old. I bought a half quarter and half Arabian filly, 3 years old. I gave 165 for one and 120 for the other one. I sold them today, the pair, for $400.
That's making you some money.
$400.
Who are you selling to?
Jerry Bishop.
Yeah. He's a pretty good market for you.
Yeah.
And he'll give you a fair price.
Yes, sir. And I can go buy from him and get a fair price.
Mm-hmm.
Get a break. Get a fair deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And fact of the matter, he's the man that's wanting to back me on all these horses
mm-hmm.
going up north.
Well, you'll have two backers from over that
Jacksonville
sale.
That's right. I have. It's like I told Daddy today. I'm into it too deep. I've got too good a reputation to quit now.
Mm-hmm.
If I can just get this one end down here, trimmed down to where I don't have to run all over the country. You know what I mean. If I can just come in home, and sit down.
Yeah.
All right. When they get me a load of horses, go load them up and go on. Don't get out there and beat the bushes and hassle around here. By the time I do that, I'm give out.
Yeah. Anybody'd be.
Okay, if I can load up, go up there, and trade out, rest up a day, and come back, just sit down, 2 or 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Go load up again, and not have to beat the bushes. I'll be all right.
Bushes takes a little out of it, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, my fella.
It's all right for a while, but it takes pretty soon to get so you notice it, don't it?
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else, just tear me up. You have to go up there at that sale. Sit there. And buy a load of horses. I love to do it, but it just takes something in me out. It just takes everything in me out.
Oh, really?
Now, you know, Debbie noticed that because it's a sale in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You were having a good time, and you were excited about buying the horses, but it tired you.
It just got the best of me. By the time I got back to the restaurant, I was exhausted.
Now, she said you were. You were tired. Well, naturally, it's excitement.
Because you got to... When they bring them horses in there, you got to look at them right quick. You got to make up your mind just like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go all over that horse in a split second.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give him the once over... Now.
Yeah.
And
but what you don't see, you pay for.
What you don't see, you better believe you pay
for.
Yeah,
that's right. So you can't let down for a minute.
Uh-uh. You got to eat. You're alert. You're up to, in other words, you're unnerved. Your nerves is on edge all the time, just like that.
Monday I'm going up there to get Jack, work along with Jack for a few days. Now this this next week in here, or the next one, but I'd say in September, because it's still just a little, winter hadn't come on.
Yeah.
And you can get around and all. And I know one thing, if I keep putting it off, I'll never do it. I mean, go up there.
Yeah.
How
long are you going to be gone?
Up at this week?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll probably be gone a week. If it wasn't for so many things going on, I'd stay the rest of the month. But I don't think I'll try it now.
If I leave the 21st, I'll die Saturday night and Sunday. Be in there Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'll sell out on Monday. Hopefully. Leave Tuesday morning. Be back in here Wednesday. But now you see, here's what I've got to do. This is days and nights. I have got to work this week and next week on this $2,000. And if nothing happens, and I have halfway luck, I should be able to make it. I should be able to make it.
Well, you got a $200 start already this morning, haven't you?
Yeah. I should be able to make it. But you see, all I've got to work on now is one little old pinto pony. I've got to move. And then two little mares, because I hate to sell them.
Well, that's sweet, but you can turn them. You can do something.
You don't want to turn them until you've got an opportunity.
I want the right opportunity.
That's right.
I can turn them tomorrow, but it ain't the right kind of an opportunity.
Yeah. They're just too nice to just turn.
It's like little man. I tell you what, you dynamite. That horse is dynamite.
Well, you get the right price. If Laura's not going to be around, and she doesn't use it, ride him anyway.
She doesn't ride him. She ain't physically able to ride a horse.
She won't be.
And he's getting up there in years. He's 8 years old. Coming now.
He needs to be worked. He needs to be ridden.
And I don't know. I may call Georgie Gerber in Lewistown, Pennsylvania. If you'll give me a grand, I'll tell you what, a grand would shine right now, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Sometimes it looks better than it does in others, don't it?
Sure does. A grand would shine right now.
Well, I'm just thinking about the horse. He needs to be where he needs to be worked, and he's a little too nervous for your children, isn't he? They don't ride much.
Them two little mares, I can keep them two, or I can keep him for her.
Mm-hmm.
And they're far beyond him for their...
For them, yeah.
And then they're big enough, no bigger than I am, I can ride them. 114 pounds. You don't take a very big horse to hold up 114 pounds,
No, it doesn't.
Well, I gained 3 pounds while I was gone. After all my
and
problems.
All of your problems, you gained 3 pounds.
That's right. Sure did. And I tell you what I can do. With good luck, everything going smooth, I can go out here and stay 30 days and come back weighing 140.
Yeah?
Well, I've seen you do it.
I can do it. Absolutely. And then, but Helen can't see where it does me any good to go out on the road and stay out of this house. She thinks that the only place for me is right up there in Hawthorne, a bucking this hassle, day in and day out. A bucking them people want me to do this or want me to do that.
Yeah.
I work on this, work on that, when they know damn well I ain't going to.
I don't know any way that you could prevent something like this from happening, Cookie. Even if you'd been there, it could have happened.
There's no way I could prevent it. No, sir. It's just one of them things, I guess.
Now, I watched Isabel, what's her name?
Alberta.
She's right quick motion.
Yeah.
And she's got a little different manner about her from what any of the others have. I saw over there at your daddy's, and I saw over there at where they was canning and stuff and freezing and all like that.
Well, now, she's more like I don't know how to word it. I don't know how to say it. I know what I'm thinking, but I don't know how to put it out. In other words, she's not got above her race.
Yeah.
She's more like herself. Than the rest of them. The rest of them put on the dog too much, you know?
Yeah. Now, here's one thing that happened, Cookie, and I don't know what the difference is. But now, you see, if Helen was to see something going on, she'd say something about it, but she wouldn't put that stinger on it. If I was sitting there and I saw something going, I'd pull somebody's ear off.
Yeah?
I would let them do it. Now, where you get the difference, I don't know. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But even so, those things happen so quick, you can't.
Well, she was going to help Harriet. Yeah.